On the show today, we have MAPS, Credit Union's very own Mark Zook, and CU Benefits Alliance, John Harris, talking about managing earnings and ROA pressure during this economic downturn. Some great, great takeaways in this chat, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have a couple of fine gentlemen. CU Benefits Alliance, John Harris, up in the corner. John, how are you doing?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks.
Excellent. Yep. Glad to have you on the show. And then right down below us here is Mr. Mark Zook from MAPS Credit Union. Mark, how are you doing?
It's interchangeable. I'm doing good.
MAPS, Mark, you got the whole lumberjack beard going there.
I'm trying.
Good. Looking good. Been chopping down trees and stuff, collecting firewood. Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Go with that. All right, guys. Hey, I just want to start out quick. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's A-OK. Everyone's getting through this whole pandemic thing all right so far?
So far, so good.
Good. And the credit union's doing okay, Mark?
Credit union's doing pretty well. I think we're all sort of in the same situation, at least the conversations I've had with my CEO peers. You know, revenue's going to be down, or income is going to be down, and just concerns over loan loss and margin compression mostly.
Right. Yeah, I think we're all just kind of surrendering that Q2 is just going to be a horrible mess, and then we'll just keep our fingers crossed from there, I guess. So onward and upward. So today we're talking about managing earnings and ROA pressure during this economic downturn. So, and we're kind of looking at how credit unions can make changes to their employee benefit strategies that can evaluate a large amount of cost. And I've been looking forward to this one because this is going to be an education for me. Because again, like I said, this isn't my wheelhouse, so I'm really anxious to learn a lot more about this. So I'm going to start with you, John. I mean, how do they manage earnings and the pressure that's going on right now with this economic downturn we're experiencing right now that's going to probably last the rest of the year easily?
Yeah. So Mark can probably answer that better. Okay. But I'll take a stab at what we're doing in our QSO. So. I manage QSO, of course, CU Benefits Alliance, and we are focused strictly on employee benefits. And as everyone knows, probably listening to this, about you have several large expenses in your credit union, and the top three, one of those top three are employee benefits. Mm-hmm. So we're focused, that's all we do. We're helping credit unions drive down that cost over time. We've been doing this for almost 10 years now. And so about a year ago, I started looking at ROA and how that is affected when you lower costs in employee benefits in particular. So we kind of study that on all of our clients to see how that affects. So obviously, if you can reduce cost, you're adding funds to the bottom line, which increases the ROA. So that's what we're doing. We can dive into that, but Mark probably can speak more to how that affects, you know, on a credit union. So.
Yeah, we get the credit union perspective for sure, Mark.
You know, going back to the last recession, we're sort of in a similar time as we were sort of heading into that. And, MAPS looked, John commented, I think medical benefits was our third or fourth largest expense. And we were running about, in 2008, we were running about $1.2 million, something in that range in medical expense. And we were seeing big increases in premiums. And we weren't alone. There were five or six other credit unions in the Pacific Northwest, sort of mid to large credit unions. And we were all talking. We had all invested in a QSO that MAPS had started that John was the CEO of, called CU Insurance Alliance first. And we all came to John with this concern that we were getting killed here and we needed to do something. So we asked him to sort of research it. We had a conclusion sort of a hypothesis going in that if we could actually, rather than going to a major broker to do it, if we could actually build it ourselves, where the base of insureds was a homogenous base, it was all credit union employees who, you know, tend to be younger white collar workers, we would ultimately see savings because we were actually pooling a lower risk group together. And as John said, we've been doing it about a decade, and that's really been proven to be true. So, in MAPS experience today, we're still running at about $1.2 million in expense. And at the same time,
but you've grown, though.
We've tripled.
Yeah.
And we've increased the benefits.
So, awesome. Okay.
Same, 10 years later, same cost, approximately, it depends on the year, but approximately the same cost, improved benefits, and then basically almost tripled in size. So it's been really a healthy process for us. It's been a good one to be able to try to take control over that big expense ultimately.
Have there been any change? I mean, during the last 3 months during the whole pandemic crisis, I mean, have there been any changes? Has this impacted the credit union at all? Or, I mean, obviously in other ways it has for sure, but in this area, has it affected it or
as far John, as- John, you want to take it or you want me to?
Talking about has benefits affected it or has the downturn affected?
The downturn.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, working from home, a lot of credit union employees are working from home and remotely, but what's interesting is I belong to a peer group of about 40 CEOs that run benefits firms around the country. And our firm, CUSO, is only focused in, obviously, credit unions, all we serve. So my friends that run other benefits firms, they are seeing a major downturn, furloughs, layoffs in their groups. And for the most part, knock on wood, our groups across the country in credit union land have not really, we haven't seen the layoffs and furloughs yet. I mean, I hope we don't. But so from that perspective, if that's kind of where you were going with the question, we haven't seen a big effect. So now this is a great time to be doing the strategies that we've been doing for 10 years because we're really now in a time that we haven't been in the past 10 years. We came out of we started this thing really at the end of the last recession. Mm-hmm. So now is the perfect time to do the things and the strategies we're doing to lower this cost tremendously. And so, you know, hopefully this will kind of get the juices flowing for a lot of executives in the credit union space. So,
Yeah, this is the time to hit. I mean, I've heard a lot from a lot of credit unions that this is the time to hit the reset button on many, many things. Is this the kind of the same thing, Mark, as where you guys are taking another look at this and trying to keep it at that level or even lower, or as you guys continue to grow?
You know, it's controlling, you know, with partially self-insured, you control the offering a little more. And so we sort of know sort of where we're going to be. We sort of anticipate where we're going to be. It gives us more levers. You know, right now we're looking at pretty significant margin compression and the risk of loan loss, not so much now, but in the fourth quarter of 2020, and we're thinking we're going to see some spiking and into 2021. I think those are concerns for CEOs all over. Oh, yeah. So any tool we can have to sort of try to mitigate ROA loss, we are anticipating right now we're going to run 50% of where we would run normally with net income, 40-50%.
Oh, wow.
And that sounds like it's what other CEOs are talking about too. So if you're running at a 1 ROA, you're going to be running at 40 basis points, something in that range. So, you know, you want to do everything you can to try to improve your position, because at the same time, I don't know how big MAPS was 2 months ago, maybe 880, and we are 960 today. So this huge influx is diluting capital at the same time we're seeing ROA compress. So we've got to be looking at these kind of tools to be able to use to mitigate some of that.
Yeah, what are some changes, I mean, that can be made? Because it sounds like you got to do this stuff now before other things hit the fan, so to speak. So what are some things that you need to do right now to kind of prepare for that?
You bet. Well, with regard to medical benefits, you know, you have to look at your renewal date and sort of figure out, you have to sort of have a window to sort of migrate to partially self-insured. So you have to have a runway for that. And so you should probably most are on a January 1, so you got to be looking at that. But right now, you know, beyond medical benefits, we're really focused. We didn't lay anybody off, which most credit unions haven't, like John mentioned.
Yeah.
It's just not our way.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of that, really.
Yeah. But reviewing our underwriting standards is a big deal. We don't really dig too deep into the risk pool, but we want to be cautious about where we anticipate delinquency might go. That's sort of a big one. For us, there was another hit, and that was interchange. We have a really large debit card portfolio, and so we saw pretty big hits there, but we think that's going to come back.
Okay.
So, but just those big expenses, we're not going to really be able to control margin compression very much. So we got to look to the other expenses.
Gotcha. Gotcha. John, from your perspective, what are you seeing out there as far as changes going from other credit unions or other organizations?
Yeah, we're starting to see an uptick of interest, basically, in what we've been preaching really for almost 10 years. So, you know, they're looking for what can we do? Just got a call Friday from a credit union out of the blue. They see it and feel it. And they know that this is coming, mm-hmm. but there is, like Mark said, there's a ramp up to this thing, and it takes a few months for that to take place. So, yeah, we're seeing that. And you know, I don't know how old you are, Mike, but Mark and I are the same age. So this is kind of the third cycle we've been through from an economic downturn. So, I'm always looking at how to be prepared for the next one, because I know we're going to do this up and down thing over, you know, about every 10 years.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
So it's never been a better time to be looking at really kind of your top four or five expenses. And this is one of those things that's kind of, it's not easy, but it is one that can be fairly easily fixed, because we're really just changing kind of funding strategy, how you're going to pay for these things. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of taking the waste out of what your wasteful spending, we call it. And so that's the overall thing. That's kind of what we're seeing, is everyone's kind of looking for a way to do that. How do we do that? They don't know. I mean, most people don't know. So.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, because we were all kind of, because I remember being at the GAC just, you know, a few short months ago, which seems like 100 years ago, but everyone was talking about, okay, the recession's coming, but we don't know when it exactly will be here. And it's going to be a little check mark, you know, and all of a sudden the pandemic hit, and all of a sudden it became the Grand Canyon. And
right.
we're just... I mean, how do you prepare? Because, I mean, like you said, we've been through a few of these dips. The big dips. I mean, I think the first one I remember was like the internet.com bubble bursting in 2000, and then obviously the recession, and then this thing. So how do you prepare for something like this, though? I mean, can you? I mean, you just kind of weather the storm and get through it and really buckle down for the next one in the next 10 years or so.
You know, it was interesting. Coming back from the GAC, actually, last time I saw you, Mike, back from the GAC, I was on the plane talking to some CEOs, and I'm like, man, we better dust off that pandemic.
Really?
It was very interesting. That gave us, we came back from GAC and immediately sort of started focusing on that plan, which was written from a best practices theoretical context, right?
Yeah.
And so we were really quick to start tweaking it to address what we knew about COVID at that point in time. Mm-hmm. There's really no way to prepare, because each one of these is going to be somewhat different.
Completely, completely, completely. Oh my gosh, guys. Yeah. How times have changed. But credit unions, I mean, I just tell you, I just got off the call with another one that's just doing tremendous things in their community. I know you guys are doing the same thing, Mark, mm-hmm. at Mass, but it's just really inspiring to hear the stories. And I think this is really going to pay off in the long run for credit unions, because right now credit unions are there for their members. So in the long run, the members are going to be there for their credit unions. If you guys, you know, everyone keeps up this incredible outreach efforts that they're doing and making the appropriate changes to prepare for things. Right.
I couldn't agree more. You know, the stories that we hear, we did about $20 million in PPP, and, we did it for non-members, and the experience of, having people who were not members of MAPS call up and go through the process with us after waiting weeks for Wells Fargo or for US Bank. It just, the goodwill that was created has been really impressive. Just credit unions doing what they do best.
Yep. Yep. That shouts volumes from the mountaintops for sure. Sure. Indeed. John, anything else to discuss on this? Anything else to wrap up here on this topic? Cause I think it's going to be, the importance of this is going to grow as the year goes on, like you were alluding to, Mark. So any words of wisdom here on this one?
I would just suggest, take a look at this, talk to your current broker, you know, you talk to us, just make sure you're really looking at this. I think as a C-suite executive in the credit union, because, it's something that can be addressed. I mean, you can fix some of these things, and, it's going to pay off big dividends. It's going to help a lot.
So. Can they go to your website to find some more information, things like that? Or
they can. CEBenefitsAlliance.com. So you can check that out.
Yeah. We will put that link in the show notes. Mark, anything else to wrap up on this one?
I don't think so. I think John summed it up well.
Okay, very good, guys. All right, gentlemen, I'll let you get back to work because I know you guys are probably up to your earlobes and stuff to do. So I'll let you get back at it. But appreciate the time and stay safe and stay healthy, all right?
You too.
All right, thanks, guys. Well done.